going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Perhaps they will wait another hitter or so. Doesn't matter.
Eli White, deep to left, forget about it.
If you had that on your lottery ticket, make sure you cash that thing in today. I'm not sure any of us saw Eli White coming through as the hero yesterday, man. A scrappy game for the Braves. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910. The game got Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Mo Morgan talking about NFL draft all day today. We do need to talk about the Atlanta Braves to an extent. Yeah,
Merry draft day.
It is a Merry draft day. Make sure you get the stocking as well. Make sure you get the stocking. Make sure you get the stocking as well, and then open up that big boy present. Hey, were you the parents, the kind of people that wrapped everything, or were yours all set out when you got to the Christmas tree? They're just out so you could see them. The bike leaning against the wall.
Most everything was wrapped, unless it was this really ridiculous size.
Basketball goal or something.
My parents always hid one gift, too. Like, I love the fact that
they hid a gift?
Well, they did it a few years, and I don't think it was on purpose, and then I always expected it. So I think a couple years they did it because they knew I was expecting it. But, yeah, I had a couple of gifts hidden. Not like the Red Ryder BB gun or whatever, or airsoft gun or whatever it was. But, yeah, I had a couple of hidden presents, and it was, like, the coolest thing ever when you'd find a hidden present. I wonder what – I'd like to find a hidden present this year. Like, to me, that would be an extra draft pick that you don't think you were going to have that maybe –
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But,
for sure.
Yeah, dude, Eli freaking White, by the way. Real quick, Braves. Damn. Bryce Elder, you got good Bryce. If I got that one out of every 3 to 4 starts from Bryce where he was, like, you know, just kind of shut down, and then the others would give me 2 or 3, earned runs, a start or whatever, I'd be good with it. Eli White hits the 3-run homer in the 8th. You know, Michael Harris is pretty good yesterday. Matt Olson has an 8-game hitting streak right now. I said that it was a tough day for Bryce Elder haters, and this guy hit me up and said, well, he'd given up 12 runs in his last – 12 earned runs in the last 3 starts. And I said, you're right. Chris Sale's given up 11 in his last 3 starts.
Right.
So if you're going to hate on the 5th starter, you better call off the Cy Young winner, who really hasn't been the same since way back the last maybe 2 weeks of this regular season last year. You asked me a question yesterday, who's the one guy out of the Braves bullpen I trust and would put in any situation.
Yeah,
and
if you had to have a clean inning was the question, yes.
And I told you who?
Daisbell Hernandez.
Yesterday, in the top of the 8th, there's 2 on, 2 out. They call in Daisbell Hernandez. He gets out of that, and then he comes in the 9th in a situation where it's not a close because he was up for a save because he was up for the win because he was a pitcher of record, but he gets 3 more. So a 4-out performance from Daisbell Hernandez yesterday, proving me right.
Yeah, I love it. Deisbel Hernandez gets his third win of the year already and lowers the ERA down to 2.38. Look, and it is what it is. It was funny because the whole talk and conversation going in yesterday was Mikolas, the starter for the Cardinals, had a plus seven ERA, and so did Bryce Elder, and both those guys were locked down at certain points throughout the game. Couple of clutch hits, and I do have to give a quick shout-out to Michael Harris because I was kind of on him yesterday. He goes 3-for-4. A number of – he probably had three broken bats yesterday and just a couple of good at-bats for him. So nice to see him back in the leadoff role and being able to get on base and knocking in what I think was the tying run at the time before the Eli White homer. So
yeah,
good to see it, man.
Yeah, it's the Braves won 5-of-6. You know, it's funny because yesterday I mentioned that Ozzie Albies had been struggling. I suddenly saw other people mentioning it randomly later in the day. And I don't think – and Ozzie Albies is becoming, our middle infield right now, not only defensively is just so-so when they used to be locked down.
Yeah.
But they are brutal. Ozzie Albies has a .301 on-base percentage. I don't need him hitting 40 home runs because he's not.
Yeah.
I don't need him hitting .350 because he's not. But for him to look as bad as he does in runners in scoring position opportunities and have a .300 on base percentage, that's dreadful and it's borderline pathetic.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's been frustrating to watch that defense up the middle for sure. To your point, Braves, look, man, they get another series win. They are off today. And so on to bigger and better things for the Atlanta Braves. They're back tomorrow. I'm trying to remember who that matchup is with tomorrow. We'll get there eventually.
Diamondbacks tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, there you go. The Diamondbacks, they're coming off a series with the Tampa Bay Rays over in Phoenix, so that'll be interesting to watch that.
9:40, Chris Sale gets a start against Zach Gallen.
Boom.
Two guys that have been really good in the past, both have ERAs over. Sale's got a 6.17 ERA. Gallon a 5.6, so there could be more fireworks.
Yeah. All right, so pivoting back to Terry Fontenot, and he obviously met with the media yesterday and is prepping, and he said he'd be watching film into last night. Look, man, you and I had a chance to catch up with Terry during the combine and talk to him about, this entire kind of plan, this entire best player available. And then at the same time, and later on that same day, I believe, Arthur Blank comes out and goes, it'll definitely be a defense-heavy draft, And he's talking about – Terry's like, yeah, best player available. And Arthur's like, look, man, we need defense. It is what it is. Terry Fontenot yesterday was asked, man, look, what side of the ball are we focusing on?
Look, we got to take an impact player. And what usually happens with that is you're going to have players in that category. And when it works out perfect, you have players that are in a high category that fits one of your needs. You'd expect with the depth of the draft, then, okay, there's going to be defensive players. But what you can't do at any pick, if this is the category and you're reaching down here for a need and just taking a – if you say, Terry, you got to take a – this particular player right here, okay, you can take that player, but if you're dipping down here to take him and reaching like we were talking about earlier, that's when you make mistakes. And if there's impact players at other positions, we got to make this team better. So we're not going to be afraid to take an impact player off the board and make the team better regardless of what that pick is.
This is why I get frustrated when anybody locks in on one position with this regime. In past regimes, we could have said whatever, but this is where I – this is why I'm saying, guys, if you're thinking, well, just take the best D lineman available or just take the best DB available, well, then you're completely overlooking the fact that the best player on the board at that time could be an inside linebacker that is a three-down guy with the speed you need, which is where I think Jahad Campbell falls. I just think that's also why I think that a right tackle could be in play. And, look, it could be a situation when everybody goes, well, yeah, but he's not going to play. Dude, you're not locked into Caleb McGarry next year. And I say right tackle, I mean any tackle, because he can move. That could be a left tackle that you move Jake to right.
Correct.
You're not locked into Caleb McGarry next year. You free up quite a bit of money, and you could still go get in a trade or something you need. So I'm cautioning people to do not lock in to edge rusher or D lineman in this draft in the first round.
Yeah, and it has been interesting, man, because when you look at, like, who all has gone on top 30 visits, private workouts, been up to the facility, there are guys in the first round. You have we've talked about Mike Green. How about Josh Connerly, the guy he went against, in the Senior Bowl where he goes viral for running him over at right tackle. Josh Connerly, not a right tackle, gets run over by Mike Green. Josh Connerly's been on a visit. right? Charles Grant, the offensive tackle out of William and Mary, is probably a second, third, fourth round guy. He is a guy that's been on a visit with the Falcons. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're at 15. And then you look, and Lord knows, man, I've been high on Walter Nolan. That flame is starting to extinguish for me in terms of my hopes that Walter Nolan ends up with the Atlanta Falcons, just simply because there hasn't been a lot of smoke coming from that, right? You look at the visitors they've had, you look at the positions, you look at the possible, you know, points of availability, and there's just not that many guys that have visited that are actually interior defensive linemen. Omar Norman Lott from Tennessee, who it was reported by Ian Rappaport, had a private workout with the Atlanta Falcons. That's a guy that's probably going to be there in the fourth round, right? So you start looking at position-wise, and you know, you're right. Q Robinson is an edge player out of Alabama, along with Jahad Campbell. Those guys have been worked out privately. So I don't know, man. To your point, if you're locking in on one position and saying, well, it's the best possible version, you don't know who that guy is, who they have the highest rated on their board. Nobody does at this point. And Terry Fontenot and company do as good a job as anybody, I feel like, of kind of keeping their draft plan secret, as they have for the last few years.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And go look at what this regime did last year in the draft with Rook and Brandon Dorlus. You know, we forget Braylon Trice is on the roster. I understand you don't know what he is, but I mean, it's not like he's not going to be here next year if he stays healthy. So that's why when we want to lock in on one thing, it's like, well, you don't know what their plan was. I have been told that their plan was it was really to develop guys like Rook and Dorlus and have them ready for this year. But when you look at those guys, they can play inside and out, Mike.
Yeah.
They're multifaceted players. They're you know, I think Zach Harrison falls into that too, where he can play inside and out. And so you can't just lock in on what you think. See, this is why I hate mock draft season, because we think what Daniel Jeremiah and Mel Kiper and Tony Pauline and Mark Ross and Todd McShay,
Emory Hunt, and I love Emory.
We take all these guys mock drafts and say it's the gospel.
Yeah,
and we just don't know. You're looking at players based on what you want out of positions, what your defense needs out of positions.
Yeah,
you know, all these things. That's why, and I also go back and look at, take away edge rush last year. Okay. Take away pass rusher. Just not even edge. Just take away pass rusher. What was the team's biggest weakness on defense?
Well, pass coverage. You had needs at linebacker. You had a lack of athleticism at linebacker. You couldn't stop the run up the middle.
Which of that was linebacker fault because of the way they played it.
Exactly. I mean, you could honestly go to all three levels at a certain point and find things that were wrong with the defense. But, yes, you were not very good stopping the run, which didn't land you in third and long situations actually be able to rush the passer a lot of times.
Yeah. So you would If I told you you got the best athletic linebacker available at 15,
yeah,
regardless of the name, would you be upset?
No, and you can't be. And you can't be. And that's the exact reason they go out and get a Divine Diablo, by the way, ding, throughout this offseason. I do want to get to this Terry Fontenot cut really quick because it points to exactly what we're talking about. Yesterday, as we've talked about so many times, Terry Fontenot was asked, man, need versus availability.
You look at all that, and look, we know there are specific needs as you go into the draft, but you still have to go in there with a mindset to make the football team better. And we want to take impact players off the board, but yet you do have to, like you're saying, Led, look at the entire draft, the total picture, and assess players that you feel like you can get at different parts of the draft, and looking at kind of the strengths of the draft and determining other teams and where runs are going to happen in the draft. So it's all a part of it. We just have to take impact players off the board at the end of the day and make sure we're effective.
Impact players. And that's exactly what you're talking about, dude. You're talking about impact players. We're not talking about who somebody thinks or how they've graded Donovan Azaraku or James Pierce Jr., how much does he love football. Go get the impact player. Not the position of need, to your point. Not the best defensive lineman. Not the best edge. Whoever affects the defense in a positive light. And Lord knows, you and I have talked till we're blue in the face about the need to upgrade athleticism. And how many times over the last 2-3 years have you seen athletic quarterbacks take advantage of this defense not being able to get them on the ground? You know, the Josh Dobbs games will live in infamy. Jaden Daniels on the stretch run last year made us look silly as he scrambled around. Kyler Murray's done it in the past. We have a lack of athleticism, Bo, on defense, and that's the first thing. Athleticism is the first thing that I'm hoping they address tonight.
Yeah, that's why I'm not upset with, you know, with an interior linebacker. That's why I would love a Jalen Walker. That's why I said I would streak through Mercedes-Benz Stadium tonight at the draft party if Jalen Walker falls to them at 15. Now, not if they trade up, but if he falls to them at 15. Walter Nolan, because I think he's an athletic guy, and I don't disagree. I don't think Walter Nolan's going to be there. I think his stock has risen so much, and I think there's teams out there that are terrified he's next Aaron Donald type player, not Aaron Donald per se, but type. And J.D. Barron, I think is how you pronounce it. Dude, I think he's the best, not named Travis Hunter, he's probably the best cornerback in the draft.
Yeah.
I like him better than Will Johnson, and that's not a knock on Will Johnson. It's just, to me, he's a better athlete, more versatile, and I can move around and fit whatever I want with him.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of different options on the table, and we'll continue to dissect those.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.